Everybody off?
Did
Thank you.
everybody get the Shilas?
Oh yeah, I have the Shilas in front of me. Thank you.
And can I add one more before Rebbe starts?
Sure.
Rebbe was quoted from the RCA about mental health in the 3-day Yom Tov.
Correct.
Can Rebbe discuss just exactly how that would play out or the thought process?
Listen, a person who has a mental health crisis should really be calling 911. Every time you call a psychologist, psychiatrist, they say at the end, call 911. But some people call the rabbi instead. So the rabbi can't just say, I mean, the rabbi tells them in advance, who has the promise to call 911. But they call the rabbi. I never look at my phone, usually. Ever since this coronavirus thing started, I leave my phone. I mean, my phone is always on. I have an answering machine. Usually I don't pay, I don't even listen to it. Now, there's 4 weeks I was listening. Thank God no one called me. But if someone would call me and I recognize a voice and someone's in crisis, of course I'd pick up. I'd tell them, call 911 or call your psychologist, psychiatrist, as the case may be. But rabbis should be attuned to the special mental health problems that exist this 3-day octave as opposed to others. My main point, frankly, was to not agree with the people who want to Zoom. They want to Zoom the Seder. I'm completely opposed to that. If someone is lonely, so is even a heter to call. That may be yes. If you feel the person chas v'shalom is suicidal or is approaching that level, so you can call in every day. That I'm asking to. If it reaches that level of danger. But I'm opposed to the Zoom Seder. That's why I said the rabbi can be available.
Would Rabbi allow somebody like that to join a family Seder if it was that situation? There wasn't a specific.
I'm never allowing any Zooms for any Seders.
They're not Zoom, like in person, for if that person wasn't quarantined.
That's a doctor's call, not my call. What's more dangerous? The danger of suicide on the one hand, or the danger of corona on the other hand? I'm not a physician. I can't evaluate these dangers. All right? The quote was an accurate quote. But it's only in certain limited cases. I think it was fairly accurate that if the rabbi gets a call, now I have a answering machine. They told me that cell phones have no answering machines, but they told me you can see a text on the screen. So if someone texts you, you see, hi, Mrs. Cohen, I'm feeling suicidal. You pick up right away, a text back, call back. Of course you have to. What I said was obvious, because never just doch Shabbos and Yontif. Obviously, it should not be. No, I'm always afraid of saying one thing and it'll be taken to a totally different place. That's why I'm so afraid of these Zooms. This, of course, can also be misused. Well, anything you say can be misused. That's the truth. But I felt it was important enough, given the elevated risk of pikuach nefesh. So I said it in one of those. What's today? I think it was yesterday. We postponed our shiur because I had a 12 o'clock shiur with RCA rabbis. So I said it. So then they want to know if they can quote me. I said, if you quote me accurately, you can quote me. So they quoted me, I think, accurately. That's why I'm not denying what I said, but it should not be abused. Okay? Does that make it clear? Question one. Non-shmura machine matzah the rest of Pesach, not by the Seder. 100% okay. That's what I do. 100% okay. Children's benefit. What?
What's Rebbe's favorite brand of matzah?
What brand of matzahs do we have? I'm just... whatever your wife buys. That's the psak. Okay. Okay. Children's Benadryl cherry flavored, infantile cherry flavored Pesach. I looked it up in the book. I don't have Rabbi Blumenkrantz's book. I have the OU doesn't have it. L.A. Law, Los Angeles Cola, has the best list of medicines in the country. And they have Benadryl Children's Liquid Vegetable Glycerin made by McNeil, which I assume is what you're talking about. And so, too, they have Tylenol Cherry Blast, also vegetables glycerin made by McNeil. So apparently they're both okay. Good. Next, there's a clock with an alarm on it as well as being used to wake up in the morning. Muktzah, Okay, one move it back and forth to different rooms over the Chag. Mutter. It's not Moksa. Oh, this is the masa that we happen to have in the house.
Not that I happen to have. That's right by.
I mean, I don't want to make any commercials, so that's what we have. Okay. Good. Has OU, has KAJ, I don't know who else it has. Baked in Jerusalem. It's kosher. Let me tell you, it's kosher. All the masses are kosher. I sure hope so. It's not a rubber oven mitts that I use all year long. A problem for use on Pesach? No. Okay. Took care of the problems. Let's start the shiur.
Rebbe, somebody else also submitted another question. If Rebbe had anything to do with the Novominska Rebbe or had anything to say.
Oh, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. Of course, I had to do with the Novominska Rebbe. He was one of the greatest people of our time. The Novominska Rebbe. Oh, I go back to the Novominska Rebbe when he was a young man. I had an uncle who lived in Crown Heights, my mother's brother, my mother's oldest brother, the wonderful Jew, and his chus, the whole family really was saved. He came to America in 1920, my late uncle, as a youngster. He brought over most of the family, indirectly or indirectly. He lived in Crown Heights on Carroll Street. You probably never heard of these streets, except the Chabad. There aren't that many Yidden living there anymore. At that time, it was a beautiful neighborhood. Talking about the 1950s. And my uncle lived next door to the Alta Novominska Rebbe. Literally, you walked up steps. You walked up, one set of stairs. You went to my uncle's house. The next set of stairs was the Rebbe. The Rebbe had a shtiebel. And his son was the star. He said he was 89 years old, I saw today. 89 years old. So, that means that you talk about 60 something years ago. So he was then already, for those who don't know, the Rebbe, as most choshev rabbonim in those days, went to college, Brooklyn College. He was a Phi Beta Kappa, if you know what that means. Brilliant in everything, in Torah and in Chochmah and everything. And he was then already known. Then the Rebbe lived in Washington Heights for many years. His Rosh Hashiva Breuers, many, many years. And of course, I interacted with him. Just to give one example, I came to my shul in 1974. So the first thing I did, just before learning, it was people weren't learning at the time. As a matter of fact, there was only one chavrusa, total of one chavrusa. The two people, one was a great man who passed away last year, January, when I was down there in Deerfield Beach. And his chavrusa, some of you may remember from our yeshiva came, was Dr. Mark Steiner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who passed away yesterday from COVID in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. I keep saying about these individuals, we were supposed to have read yesterday Parsha Shemini in the morning, and a few psukim after Shemini, it says, "Bikrova Yakodesh, v'apnei kolam ekoved, v'yidom Aaron." We exactly see what's going on, aside from the, every Jew is Kodesh. Bikrova Yakodesh, if you just cry all day, I don't know if you knew his name even. A year that Tzaddik Yisod Olam used to come from Brooklyn three times a week and learn with the youngsters on the other side of Beis Medrash. You may have recognized an older person. What's he doing here in Beis Medrash? His name was Barry Weiss. He was an unofficial Sholem Aleichem for my son Shir. You must know it was only one person that came by the windows, right opposite where we sit. Came for a few years. Nebuch passed away last night from COVID. I watched the Levi on some kind of Zoom. Mamash, I hear that tzaddik, a tzaddik. I never even knew what a great tzaddik he was. I just like, he comes to volunteer from Brooklyn, don't do what I see. He went to Chaim Berlin, my son Yehuda told me. He's come every day. Apparently he had a few dollars. He had a taxi bring him every day from Brooklyn to YU. It was not a small trip. The taxi would wait outside. He'd learn 2-3 hours with Talmidim and go back and start his business at 1 o'clock. My son Yehuda told me that there was a person, one of the Talmidim that couldn't afford tuition. He paid the tuition. No one knows. Tzaddikim gemurim. Taken from us. You can cry all day. The Novominsky Rebbe was living in Washington Heights. When I lived in Washington Heights as a young married, when I came to my shul, so the first thing I did was I saw a Chevra Mishnayis. It was no prehistory. What Afyomi? What Gemara? It was one Charus of those two tzaddikim I mentioned before. Dr. Leff, whose son you may recognize. Avram Leff is a professor of computer science now in our yeshiva, comes to speak to me sometimes. And his chavrusa was Dr. Steiner Zal, passed away just yesterday. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. He was a full professor of philosophy, first in Columbia, then Hebrew U. And then he was he's the Lane of Megillah by us. He's about Tfilah Yom Kippur by us. He was a gabbai, a president, everything he did for our shul back way back when. So one of the things we did, we started Chevra Mishnayis. The first year, when we finished the Siyum, Zayin Adar, I came just before Adar. We started in 74, but 75, our first Siyum, we didn't have a place in our shul yet. It was in someone's private house. The speaker was Rabbi Schwab, Zichron and Levracha, and then he was the Rav. And the next year was Rabbi Perlau, Zichron and Levracha, who was the Rosh Hashiva. So he came to our shul and he spoke in a Zayin, like a Zayin Adar, kind of a Siyum Mishnayis. We had a lot to do with him when he lived in the Heights. He then moved to Barabak. We still have connections to him in many different ways over many years, primarily in terms of his work for Agudas Yisrael. We had, you know, backs and forth and certain issues. It was just, I think, a year or two ago. I think it was right before Rosh Hashanah of last year. I think it was a year and a half ago. I wrote him a letter. I should pull it out somewhere. I probably have a copy. And I think the only time in my life I ever wrote a letter with the flourishes that you give to Chassidish Rebbe, you write to them. I don't write to Rebbes. It was a rhyme. If I can recall from a year and a half ago, it went something like this. Yikosev b'sifran shel tzadikim gemurim. It was one of those long titles. I read. He was a wonderful man. We felt a lot of closeness to him. He spoke beautifully, as you heard. He spoke at the Siyum. He spoke at the Aguda dinners. He was a manhig of unbelievable level. A manhig has to be responsible. He has to know what to say, when to say, and what not to say. And how to try to make shalom with different factions within his own community. He was a giant, but blemish a giant, without any exaggeration. A spectacular individual. Spectacular. It's just, you can cry all day. Bikrov HaYakadosh. And Rav Shechter Shlita had a lot to do with him. Because they were neighbors. They lived in Bennett Avenue together for quite a while. I remember in the late 70s, he was Masada Kedushin for my brother's chasana. Why? Rabbi Schwab wouldn't do it because he only did weddings with his way, with Talesim and with all kinds of customs, and my brother didn't want that. So Rabbi Perla came to do the chasana. Many more moments that we had with him, very wonderful moments. It's really a loss that we don't see how it can be replaced. We don't see people like that anymore. He's a chabaruch. I'm sure he would want us to saw the aguda put out. The guy was a tremendous balachrayas, and he would want nobody to come to the kvura. Nobody. That's correct. No, people shouldn't endanger themselves. Okay, that's not for now. Let's start the shiur for today. If I may, unless there are other questions, I'm always you up first. Let's begin the shiur where we left off yesterday. So yesterday was, this Emunah with the Rav Yoh, it was a tour. Rav Yoh, someone was supposed to put the Rav Yoh on. Maybe the techie's not on now.
Look, Maishi's here. Maishi's going to do it, I hope.
Maishi. If you can do it, it'll be great. I think I gave her the Maramuk with the Rav Yoh. Tough kuf chav vav. Okay, I think he even had it yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. At the end of the shiur, it was up. So the Rav Yoh says something amazing. He writes there in Tav Kuf Chavav, in his words, Lav milsahi lispar below bracha. It's nothing if you count without a bracha, which is a tremendous question. What do you mean? We have a famous rule, brachas enem akvas. You put on tefillin without a bracha, you put a talis without a bracha, you have a full mitzvah, just missing the bracha. What's going on? So the answer, I believe, can be found, I'll tell you how to open it. Okay, keep going. Look for the words I'm looking for. Maybe for the words, I don't know if you have a search. I can't see. It's hard for me to find this on the screen. Milsa, maybe Mem Yud Lamed Saf Aleph. There it is. That's it. Lav Milsi Lisbeth Lav Bracha. You got it right on the first try. Afal Gav the Bracha Lav the Raisi. The Kevin is feared the Raisi. It's our Lisbeth. Yeah. Lav Milsi Lisbeth Lav Bracha. It's a Daraisa. The Kavalat of Bracha is nothing. Zero. Zero. What's the context? The context is like this. Go up a little bit, please. A little bit, please. One, two lines up. There we go. Stop right there. Watch what it says. Look what it says. Hey, Chad Pasach, the Vorach Adata, the Savar, Hey, Omar, Boyomim. V'siyem b'chamish yamim, yom chamish yamim, or etc. Miyazine b'sapsicha, k'sheyom chamish yamim, lo nafik, t'baruch ato Hashem, l'kein imelech olam hu'igar, v'lo birich adata d'chamish yamim, v'lo nafik, odil v'no, azine b'sachasima, t'anasim v'nafik, or the opposite, 4 and 5. Oh, it's a Gemara Brachas. Everyone knows it's Gemara Brachas. Whoops, I lost it. There it is. Gemara and Brachas, Naka Kasa the Shirchav Asava the Chamrahu. Now a new line begins. Upasa Rabir Hadata, the Chamrahu thinks it's wine, but see him at the Shirchra, Mao. Pasa Psichas Linen? Oh, no. For Lo Evshita, it's an unresolved question. Vachanami, you see him at Data the Psicha, Lonafik, the Toy Bechesha, the Kevin the Sphere of the Raisi, Linen the Chumra. In other words, Brachas at the Rabbana, we go to Kula, but Sphere is the Raisa. So this way, Lav Zelvorich. The Yafal Gav, the Bracha Lav Doraisa. See, the Kevin is Sphere Doraisa. So this way, Lav Milsi, this way, Lav Bracha. And Kamish and Bracha Lav Atal. The first one didn't count for beans. Baina Shalala, Bracha Sanam Akvas. What's going on over here? So if you're able to go back to the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Pei Tes, where we were yesterday, if you don't mind, Tav Pei Tes. And I think you had a Chok Yaakov yesterday. You were able to find for me somewhere. Look in the Chok Yaakov, Siv Katan Tes. Tough Pay Tes, Chok Yaakov, Siv Katan Tes. Something quite amazing. Hayom, Yomechad Ba'omer. Haskoma Sachronim, Shalayom Asher Hayom. We don't have a Shin. Asher Kinsham Masaz Al Sviya Soma. Hayom. The emes, misha omes shayom lo omes shabbos. Not a mistake. V'yesh lo mi lismoch sherokeach and Tanya and Maril and Pesel Mubin. They have shayom. Sorach loma a perish kachul. To mila shayom who nesinas tam amad a mevorach achshav asfiras omer. The fi shayom kach v'kach yomim. That's what it means. What's he saying? It's part of the nusach habracha. It's not. I take Asher Kinshamus or Savas Ivanu, the Sati Betzitzis. They put in the Tzitzis, two separate things. So the Brochas are not Miyakev. But over here, it's one Nusach, it's one Brocha. Can I tell you? You can say by Kiddush and by benching, Brochas not Miyakev. It's ridiculous. The whole mitzvah is a Brocha. So too, according to this Rav Yoh, the whole mitzvah is a Brocha. Shayom. If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, Sivkot and Tezvov, Bir Agros Sivkot and Tezvov, you'll see says something very similar. Tezvov, oh, doesn't have names. Let's see. I have my villain going in front of me. Dear Agra. Tesvav is in Sif. Sorry about that. Sif Zion, I believe. Sivav. Sivav. This case. Toh, Vesir, Bechamisha, Enochos, or Mavarach. You pass and you don't. Why don't you? Turochos, the Rav Yosh, Yavarach. Based on the Mordechai and the Megillah, we'll see. Kaiba, the Nisha, by Mesavi, Pekam, the Barachos, Vesin, and the Chumra. So, Sphere, that was the Raisa. Fine. Says the Beis Yosef, we hold Sphere, the Rabbanan. So that's why you don't do it. What if you don't do it? Okay, fine. I'm skipping a little bit in the Vilna Gaon. Watch this. He says, "Fishet nuscha shalahem shekatzu lo b'sfira shehayom u'mashma b'divrayim shusiyim abrocha." You have to say that way. Chen mashma b'dvaro hanal shekatzu shepasul b'dal v'siyim behei. Because of v'siyim adat today, it's clearly it's part of the brocha. The Vilna Gaon says it. Tratner Rav Yoh, the Chok Yakim said it. Based on the Maril and the Tanya and a few others, it's part of the bracha. It's part of the bracha. Now we understand, Rabosai, the Magzav victory we saw yesterday. What does he say? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You count without a bracha. That's over here. In Sif. Sif Gimel. I'm a spell of Matsiba Bibojo, morning one below Bracha. Frank the Mogan Avram. The Rashi has the cash already. Manashach. If you don't say, so it's a Bracha of Atola later on. If you're not Yotze, why are you doing it? So the answer is, of course you're not Yotze. You didn't make a Bracha. You didn't make a Bracha. You cannot be Yotze. It's a Mamza Vidra Sheet like the Avadraham. Not Yotze at all, like the Rav Yoh. So you count without a Bracha. And you make a Bracha if you remember by night. So why are you bothering to count? What did we say yesterday? It maintains the continuity. Maintains the continuity. And the truth is, the Avudraham agrees with that cheshbon. If you remember from yesterday, we saw in the Beis Yosef. Take a look. Go back to Beis Yosef if you can. We saw this already yesterday. Go a little further. There it is. Where is it? Oh, no, much before. Oh, cause of a Rashba. Oh, here, Gimel Dalet. Avadrom says, the Mavs of Vitri says, you count without a bracha. If I remember, I'll do it again. Yemeshkach. Yom Shuas Abel Kosev Rambam says the Rabbi Dvarim. While the Magzuch is wrong, Imona v'lo birich yotza v'chein ikar. So therefore, you have to be have a problem. But you should say yesterday was etc. What did the Magzuch say? No. The bracha is miakev. My Rebbe once said pshat. Why did the Rambam say in Tfilim Musafin Imona v'lo birich yotza? Did he say if you took a lulav without a bracha, take a shofar without a bracha, take a tzitzit without a bracha? It's a cloud in all mitzvahs. No, my Rebbe said. He's coming to Fuke the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said, the bracha is mi'akev, because it's bracha is part of the mitzvahs, all one thing. And then he's coming to say, no, not that way. So therefore, if you count by day without a bracha, so then the Rav Adram says, maybe you're Yotze. Maybe you're Yotze. Maybe. And therefore, you can't count anyone with a bracha. The Magen Avraham is not bothered by that. He was like the Rav Yoh. If you didn't say a bracha, you're not Yotze for sure. What does it do? Keeps the continuity. Fine. The Vilna Gaon that we saw a minute ago is basing himself on the Mordechai in Masechta Megillah, Siman Tov Gimel. I have it in front of me. If you have a Mordechai Megillah Tov Gimel, you can put it on. We can see it together. Here we go. Tough Gimel. What does the Mordechai say? Oh, you have it already. Good. Look at the words of the Mordechai. It's quite remarkable. What did the Mordechai say? The Gaon quoted from the Mordechai. I don't know if the Gaon had a Rav Yoh. Quoted from the Mordechai itself. Let's take a look. From the Sechel's Brachos, paragraph 2. And he got the wrong way. No, it's not resolved. Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh. We just saw this. We should make so. So the Kor Krishma, the Krishma, and the Chos of the Kor, Yatsiv, Lo Yatsiv. He's doing it again. Ain't but bracha lebatala. How can I be serious over the raisa? Chosim avarach v'sofer. Period. That we know. But watch this. I looked in the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh has the girsa, seems to have the girsa shayom. But look at this. What's the time now? Old cousin Rav Yoh. No, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rav Yaakov. Where is Rav Yaakov? Rav Yaakov here? There it is. I lost it. For Shalom, Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, Mishalo Birich Balayla, Mal Shivarach Biyom, Veheshiv, Schar Sfir Yavinale, Schar Sfir Bismano, Lo Yavinale. What do I mean? Venadav Yadua, Im Omelam Lispa Lamacha Olivarech, Oh, this one below bracha. We don't know. For Rav Yoh, watch this amazing thing. Oh man, Tevada kilo birich balayla lo yavarach b'yom mishem bracha levatola. Avamone below bracha. Avamone below bracha. Wait a minute. The Rav Yoh said a minute ago that without it's on the same screen. No bracha is la milsi. It's nothing. So it's la milsi. What is he telling you to count by day without bracha? It's la milsi. It's nothing. It's zero. We just saw it before. Rav Yoh says, it's la milsi. So what's going on over here? Here's the answer. To fulfill the mitzvah, it's la milsi. But to maintain the continuity, it helps. It helps. Exactly as we said with respect to the Mount of Vitri, when you saw from Yibo Yom, without a bracha, a mitzvah it's not, as opposed to the Rambam and the Abu Draham, but it maintains a continuity. And that's what the Mordechai is saying. Call them any Yaakov Rabbi Yochar, we don't know, to make a bracha the subsequent days. Call the Rav Yoh, we know. Why? Otherwise, what's the purpose of counting without a bracha? Got it? Read it again. We ain't a W Yadua, Rabbi Yaakov Yochar. Mama let this follow Bacha with a Varech, oh no. But the Rav Yoh says, Avada, you count by the next day, but without a Bracha, without a Bracha. What's the Hemshech? The answer is, since the Rav Yoh already said that by day is nothing, Lav Milsa, without a Bracha is Lav Milsa, I'm sorry, without a Bracha is Lav Milsa. So why is he telling you to count by day without a Bracha? It's Lav Milsa. Must be. So milsa for the mitzvah, but the continuity is maintained. That's the Hemshech. Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, we're not sure what he held about that question. We're not sure. Apparently, it's possible that you would not make a bracha. Aita Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka, right? Number one, maybe you don't need tremis. Number two, by day, we said by day is okay. So he doesn't hold for Svek Sveka. We saw yesterday that the Jerusalem wasn't based on Svek Svek, the Kitzer. So if Schar Sphere, below Schar Sphere Bismano means it's certainly not Zmano, it's certainly we don't make a bracha to keep the continuity going, you make the bracha the next days. That's the push up shot. Schar Sphere Bismano Leavinale, that we see that's not, there's no suffix over here. We know for sure. Schar Sfira Yavin, let's keep the continuity. Bismana Leavin, let's fulfill the mitzvah. So it seems to me that would be the conclusion. You should count the next days with a bracha, even though the Mordechai himself seems to be a little bit misupik. I both say this finishes part one of today's shiur. Any questions? Okay, we'll do part two and a couple of words of chizuk at the end. We mentioned at the Magen Avraham in his chat, if you open up again the Magen Avraham, please, the Siman Tov Pei Tes, Sivkot and Zion. He has the famous kasha of the Rajba. The Rajba says, because of the Rajba, can't be. You're lying. I afraid. You wonder what? Yeah. So then, if can you for your say sphere? Either way, it's no good. If you count and you remember at night the brachal levatala, so how can you have this trick work? So what's the brachal answer? Nearly that the Ramba, that the Mechaber is Lishitaso, see the Ozil, the line starts with the word the Ozil. Ozil Lishitaso, it's a Pesach, Mesim and Samach Zivdal, the Mitzvah Trichas Kavana, Fim Ken Yechavin Liba Beliba, Im Esko Belaila, if I remember, Ein Ani Mechavin Lashu the Besfirzu. That's what Ramba says, Im Hoya Dat Mishalo Lashes, full stop. My Rebbe called him his grandfather Reb Chaim. You cannot make such a tenai. Ain't tenai b'mitzvahs. If you look at the shoot on the Yontif, Simon Gimel says something very similar. You want to put me up? See if you have it on Barla on the Yontif. No, they have it. Oh, Simon Gimel. Whoa. That's where it starts, okay? Pick it up as follows. Third line. Ein tnai b'chalitza. Shem d'lesa b'shlichus. Kavu adavu l'klal gadol misl d'isa b'shlichus isa b'tnai. Lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tnai. It's on k'suba stav ayin dalet. Okay? That's what it says. So the Ode Gadol is going to say, you can't do a mitzvah on tnai. Look for a little bit later on. Keep going further down.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
For Kriyat Shema in the morning.
Yeah.
It's my Kriyat Shema. Sometimes in shul, you're not sure if you're going to make it. So you say Kriyat Shema and you make it tonight that if we're going to make it. So isn't that the same thing?
I'm against that too. I'll share the source for it. I'll share it to you shortly. But I don't think it's possible, even though it's you'll find it in Simon Memavov. Perhaps we'll get to a little bit later on. Let's first see what's happening over here. So he says, the Beis Yosef quotes Avodram of the victory, so you make it. So it sounds like it's making it tonight. We read the Magen Avraham, the fourth line. The Shitazo, Mr. Kavani, can you have a Liba Yemezka, but Lila and any Machan Sphere? If you might have to, the ain't nine nitfis Mikavonis mitzvah, Kayla Mahani, Klal Hak Tanai. The Kavan Shamelo, Eskir, but Lila, Ready Machava Lotis, who Yosef of Mela, after Miska, but Lila this part. Ain't not be kavonas and mitzvahs. That's the only Yontif said it, and Reb Chaim said it. Chaim said it. Gewalt. Chaim said it. I have another question. Let's first take a look in Simon Memvov. I believe that's where you'll find this Ramo end of Simon Memvov. And the end. What does it say? So what's Pshat? I don't have a Mishnah Brewer in front of me, but if you look for Mishnah Brewer, I think it's going to say some kind of a Tanai. Oh, Kivege. Yeah. Not for now. One second. Oh, Laman Alf. Okay. What does it say? This reminds me of yesterday, Shia. It says, Achichavin Shlodotis Elim Ken Yoresh at Stiba Yavid Man Krishma. Shlod Yavid, it's better to fulfill Krishma Doraisa, I'll say it to Rebrochus. As we know. Okay. Oh, but Krishma, Mr. Shikas Kavana, he doesn't spell out of that tonight. Try beer halacha. Maybe that's where the tonight is. Maybe it's there. Out of here. Someone says, Kivega. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Kivega. We don't think this is good. But my question was, why did the Magen Avraham refer to what it says back in Siman Samach? Take a look, open up the Siman Samach, Siv Dalet. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samach, Siv Dalet. Yes, Shamash Kavana, right? So the Magen Avraham here in Tapat quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach. That's what he says. I'm asking you a question. Let's say mitzvahs. Oh, go back to Tov Pei Tes, please, to that Magen Avraham that we saw about a minute ago. Look at the Machzis HaShekel, right? That's green. Oh. Here we go. Ooh. Who are then? Afilu Abisfile Rabbis Yosef, the Angelus Kavana, Abimatsalema, Shemiskavin, Shalolotes, Lulamalayos, Afilu Angelus Kavana, Emeskosa, Bejosa Paskin, Strikas Kavana, etc. That doesn't sound that right. Why did he mention it if it's irrelevant? So I wanted to say, Rabosai, to defend this idea of the time, kusha achas mituretzes b'chavrata. Gotta love those kind of deals. I have two kashas. The first kash against the Magen Avraham from Reb Chaim and Onig Yontif, lesser b'shlichos, lesser b'tanai. You can't make a mitzvah, I can't appoint the shliach to the two spheres home for me, so I cannot make it tonight. Second kasha, why the Magen Avraham make his time dependent upon mitzvah shlichos kavana? If ain't shlichos kavana, have in mind, I will have Kavanah not to be Yotze, if I remember tonight. Two kashas. I want to say as follows. Rabosai, if you take a look at Tosfos and Ksubis, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, please. Tosfos Havei. Important Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos, I believe. Right. Tosfos says a kash. I make it tonight, and I don't construct it properly. I don't say it right. So we pass in what? Tanai batal umaisa kayim. Frank Tosfos, he didn't want it to happen. He didn't want it to happen. Why is it chal? He didn't want it. He didn't want it. Mamish didn't want it. How can you say something is chal if I don't want it? Doesn't sound right. I didn't want it. I don't want it. So how does it count? That's the kash. Tosfos says as follows. If you can find it for me. The E love, right there. That's the kash they're asking. He didn't want it. The love, the Alfina, me tonight, but they got him, they Ruvain, Havamina, the Shum tonight, and about less of Mysa. No time would ever work. I feel like it's kind, the sofa, Mysa, kind anyway. That's the default position. The Alfina and me Hosom and the Mani Tanai Levat La Maisa Mina Dafka Sheno Master Mashkosa Batar Dubin Megovene Ruben, etc. And all the rules of Tanoim apply. What does that mean? So let me explain what that means. Rabosai, this is what it means. If you look in the Bircha Shmuel by Rabbi Baron, Baba Matsia, Tezvav, quotes from the Rabbi from Rabbi Chaim in a little bit different language. Rabosai, whenever you do an act, there's a mice and a chalos. I was listening to the video. We had some videos from the Bechiras Chametz from the old years. So I was telling the goy that for those who live in California, when we buy the Chametz back, the Motzi Pesach, the act of acquisition is done now, but the effect is 3 hours later. St. John said, yeah, we know that. They have certain, when they do real estate, they buy the house now, but it officially doesn't happen until January 1st for tax purposes, things of this nature. So he knows about these deals. So there's something we call, in Hebrew we call those things a maisa and a chalos. A maisa is the act you're doing, and the chalos is something totally separate. That's very nice. What happens if I make a maisa al tanai? What does the tanai undo? It undoes the maisa, or it does a chalos? So the expression, if you open up the Gemara Masechet Ketubos, that if you test them at base, the whole thing is four words. Those four words are very, very important. Yud Testament base. The Gemara says about a Tanai Milsach Riti. You look up the, there it is. Tell them a Tanai Milsach Riti. What is Milsach Riti? It's something external. External, Rabbi said. External. Right? It's external. The Maisa is a Maisa anyway. Whether the Tanai is fulfilled or not fulfilled. What that means is, if I do an act al tanai, we'll call it a kiddushin, we'll call it a mechira, the maisas are maisa 100%. I say a maisa, I'll sell you this chair if it rains tomorrow. Whether it rains or not, doesn't matter. The act of sale was done. All that's contingent is the chalos, the effectiveness. But the act of sale was done unconditionally. Oh, if that's the case, so the tanai has to be properly crafted according to the rules of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If you don't, what you did is you had a maisa which is certainly working, and a tanai which is not properly done, so you end up with a maisa without a tanai. When I used to teach the Talmidim, I gave the following example. A person is driving a car. Good. He's driving the car. He drives, you know, he always pulls into his garage. And every single day he pulls his garage, he slows the vehicle. He was going 50, down to 40, down to 30, down to 20. Am I still on? Down to 20. And then puts on the brakes and stops the car. Well, guess what? One day his brake fluid ran out and the car went straight into the garage, broke the door. So you'll say, well, he didn't want that. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to knock into his house. The answer is as follows: you set up a mechanism called pressing the gas, and your mechanism to stop it was faulty. The brake fluid ran out. Exactly the same thing over here. You set up a mechanism to sell a chair. That's fine, and the mechanism to stop it tonight was faulty. So tanai batel ma'isakai, that's the pshat. That's as far as a regular tanai. Typical tanai from Bnei Gad of Nurvein, remember what the tanai was? Im yavru, if they will go. The Mishnah Lamelech says something quite remarkable. Take a look and put Mishnah Lamelech on Hilchos Ishus, Perek Vav, the end of Halacha Aleph. You don't mind. Perek Vav and Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchos Ishus, the end of Halacha Aleph. Go to the end. The end. It's very long. Oh. Watch this. Now, hold on. This tapakti. Here it is. Thank you. Hold on, meaning called tonight. And they move in. And tonight, you have a doctor, but tonight, the lahabo, to go to Esakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak What's the difference? Tanai is labo. Aminad lo osi bitla tanai shiyavo achar amaisa vivat lamaisa elim kainas tzai bnei gavur. As I just told you. Avaksha tanai ubin shavar. Kod masisi davaze masisa damel sa shav misbara davar miskay ma maisa lo. Matzorah the mishnah tanai hasvara oisa nechona bienai. He suggests that the shavar you would not require tanai bnei gavur. You know why? It's like a toast. Whether it rains or not tomorrow, nobody knows. The weatherman is not always reliable. No one knows. So you can't call it a toast. All it is that, you know, there's a custom. They go to Bnei Reuven. You can make the chalos contingent. The mice is 100%. The chalos is contingent. But if it's a tanai l'sha'avar, it's like a kind of a toast. If it rained yesterday, I sell you my house. I assumed it did. It's already past tense. If it's past tense, then the condition really is like a tos, and therefore you don't need Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. And because the Maisa itself was al Tanai, you take a look in the Rambam, the very next one, the next paragraph of Mishnah Melech. Oh, right there. And it's a man. If you say me'achshav, why not? So my Rebbe said, if you say me'achshav, it's chal right now. So either yes or no, it's right now. Even though it's going to be retroactive, it's still considered to be a toss in the ma'isa. Only if it's not me'achshav, it's im, it's chal later on, that can only be considered a break, if you will, on the chalos and not on the ma'isa. That's what I wanted to suggest. And let's talk about Hilchos Pesach a little bit. Take a look, if you will. Avnei Nezer. Shut Avnei Nezer, Shin Pei Aleph. Halacha Lemaisa coming up. Shin Pei Aleph and Avnei Nezer and Aruch Chaim. It's a famous Avnei Nezer. Achilas matzah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Keep going on. Oh. Ma'adah ma'ein petnech alachatzos. Matzah. Achachatzos mutalecho. And ein chiv shishor ta matzah v'piv rakus ma'na mitzvah. Al-keinir. If it's chilas ha-suda o-be'em ta-roah shu'krov lechatzos, yo'chal kazayas matzah al-tanai. Im aloch gerbalozah ben azariah v'shem afikoma. If Rabbi Lozman Azariah is right, at Chatzos, Yotze Afikoman Rishon, at Chatzos Mutal Lechot V'Rom Acher. If Allah Rabbi Akiva, Shalom and Shacha, was Afikoman Hasheni. Amazing, you make out tonight. The Brisker Rav said you don't even need it tonight, but it works by itself. How can you make it tonight? This Kash is raised by Rabbi Shimon Shkop. Mills of the lesson, B'Shlich is the lesson for tonight. If we're right, it's not a problem. Is it Tanayla Sha'ovah Rabosai? When the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Ochlas Abosah B'Layla, did he mean Rabbi Akiva's version all night? Or Blas of Azai's version until midnight? It's past tense, it's thousands of years old, this child. What does it say? We closing? We're lasting? We still keep going? Okay, we'll keep going. Okay, so this is what I wanted to suggest. This is why a Tanai L'Shava works, but a Tanai L'Haba would not work. Please turn now to Kovetz Shiurim, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel. This is also famous. Shiurim, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel. Here we go. Watch this. Keep going. Turei Yevin. Those who hold Mitzvot Shiras Kavana. So what's the problem? Wear two pairs of tefillin. Tliyavim Bal Tosef. Shichavim Shalalotzes. Oh. V'yesh Loma. The Dav Kamadah Meitz Shiras Kavana. Eina Ovi Bal Tosef. Lo Kavana. Should the mitzvah, should the mitzvah shichas kavana, should the mitzvah below kavana, lahachman diyomar, have a chatzi maisa. Alaman dama mitzvah, ain't shichas kavana, maisa below kavana, maisa shlema, or the ene yosef bal kocha. In fact, we use the ene b'maisa mitzvah, a little bit kiyim a mitzvah. And for Bal Tosef, lo bin in kiyim a mitzvah, rak maisa mitzvah greater, meiridik, the world famous, which people use for their bar mitzvah drashas. So you can wear two pairs of tefillin, only the man damit is tzrichas kavana. Then, Rabosai, if there's no kavana, it's not even a ma'aser mitzvah. Oh, so here's the vart. The Magen Avraham hold, you can make a mitzvah on a tanai if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, right? Excuse me. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, just as Rabbi Hanan said over here, that is, if ain't tzrichas kavana, it's Bal Tosef, if you have kavanah shelo lotzeis, Why? Kavanah shalosh only takes away the kira mitzvah. The ma'is mitzvah is there anyway, which is enough to make it over in Baal Tosif. By the same token, as if ein shiras kavanah, then your tanai is ineffective. You're over in Baal Tosif, whether you want a kavanah or not, because a ma'is mitzvah it is. So too, if ein shiras kavanah, tanai wouldn't work either, because it's certainly a ma'is mitzvah. And once that happens, it's an automatic Baal Tosif. It doesn't help any tanai. That's what we said. This is Tzrichas Kavanah. Then you can say like this. If I forget tonight, I want it to count. If I don't forget tonight, it's not even a Maaseh Mitzvah. It's not even a Maaseh Mitzvah. Because Tzrichas Kavanah means, without Kavanah, it's not even a Maaseh Mitzvah. If ain't Tzrichas Kavanah, I want to say, well, if I remember tonight, I have Kavanah Shalom Latzeis, won't help. Still a Maaseh Mitzvah. She said, you have no king if you have Kavanah Shalom Latzeis. Mary the Gavar. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds, according to the Magen Avraham, and all the questions are answered. No. What about Reb Chaim and the Oni Yonta? They didn't know about this Lamdus. Reb Chaim is quoted with this whole Lamdus. My Rabbi quoted Reb Chaim with this Lamdus. The answer is like this. If you hold mitzvahs, Tzrichas Kavanah, the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah of Chesim to say that if you do without Kavanah, you call them Misasek. You take a look at Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches Amid Beis, just briefly, it's our last Maramokam. You got to stop and say a couple of words of Chizuk. Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis, Gemara, top of the daf. What does it say? Aval Hocha, when it comes to Shofar, Tzrich and Shua Ksiv, Hai Misasek B'Almahu. A person with no Kavanah is Misasek B'Almah. So Chaim and you can't make sure tonight. If I forget tonight, I want this Maaseh Mitzvah to count as a full mitzvah. If I remember tonight, I'm a Misasek. That's crazy. Misasek is, you don't know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. You're very sophisticated. You can't make a tonight on this idea to make it into a Misasek. When it comes to perhaps other things that Kenyanim may work, but not for a mitzvah. Ad Khan, the Shia for today. I just want to end a few minutes with a couple of words. My dear Talmidim, as you know, we have been plunged into unprecedented darkness. The world is shut. No one's moving. Reminiscent of the first Leil Pesach, we couldn't leave our houses at Boker. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm told it's a complete lockdown starting tomorrow. Lockdown. No one's allowed to leave the house. Mamish. Mamish. Everything is closed. Everything is closed. My son-in-law told me, there's an Eretz Yisrael, he feels so overwhelmed by this. Everything's closed. There are no stores, there are no bars, there are no restaurants. There's no closed, shut, no one's anywhere. Because he feels, when he opens the door tomorrow night, he can see Eliyahu Hanavi. He sees all Klal Yisrael is keeping on. There's no one anywhere. It's time for the Mashiach. We are not messianists. No one knows when Mashiach is coming. No one knows exactly why we're in this situation. Except what I told you already a few times, that the Rambam says in the Chastanios, it's a wake-up call to do tshuva. Chazal say, Ein Yisrael Nigol Nele B'tshuva. Who knows? The Ribbon Shem made this unbelievable Makas Medina for the entire world. I don't know if this ever happened in history. Because in the ancient plagues, and even the plagues of a century ago, the world wasn't so connected. There were probably large parts of the world where the Magefa never hit. Because no one ever went from place to place. This may be the first, I know, I'm not a historian. This may be the first Magefa which spans the entire globe. Perhaps the Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to the entire world. Do tshuva. Do tshuva. Obviously, we Shomei Torah Mitzvahs, Maminim B'nai Maminim, we're the ones who should heed this call. We're the ones who should understand that the whole world can be hanging on us. As the Rambam writes, First, you view the whole world as Machzah Zach and Machzah Chayev. If you did a good thing, it saves the world. The bad thing destroys the world. We're living in what we call biblical times. Each and every one of us is able to make a decision which could change the world. Change the world. You know, every day we daven for the Mashiach. So, you know, for those of us who've lived post-Holocaust, you know, the days aren't so bad. So, yeah, Kivinu Kol Hayom, we always want the Mashiach to come, we hope for him. But what's Lishuascha? If you're in a neutral state, so the compelling need for the Yeshua is not that critical. We can manage somehow the way we are. But this year, every day that goes by, another hundreds, thousands of people dying from this virus. It's terrible. Every day and every part of every day, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hope and pray that the Yeshua will come. And perhaps, if indeed, during these upcoming days of Yom Tov of Pesach, we will fulfill Yeshua Kivinu Kol Hayom in a better fashion, with proper kavana. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will see how his beloved children throughout the world are mekaveh, mitzapeh, for the Yeshua krov alavo. That's considered itself tshuva. And if any Yisrael Nagol Ela b'tshuva, it's safe to say that in the past weeks there's been a lot of tshuva, maybe not enough. People are very introspective, giving a lot of tzedakah, davening better. Hopefully, regretting their misdeeds and confessing them and accepting to do better in the future. This enhances our opportunity to bring the Mashiach. No guarantees. Rabosai, this is my last year till after Pesach. Actually, till after the Shabbos after Pesach. We're going to resume on Monday. I'll try to give you the Maror Makomos for Simon Sadi Gimel. Where will we all be? We still be on Zoom? According to the scientists, yes. But that's only the scientists. To Rabon Shalom, between now and then, it's quite a long time, can Kavayachal snap his fingers and say, Sheyol Tzoroseinu Dai. But not just to bring a faster end to coronavirus. Once we're at it, let's do it, go all the way. Go all the way. Go to Yerushalayim. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps the next year will be in the Holy Land. We don't know. We pray. I'm always careful about messianism. No one should feel, oh, the Rebbe said Mashiach is coming. He's not coming, so everything the Rebbe says is wrong. That's my Rebbe was always cautioning against that when the State of Israel was established, etc., etc. So if the status quo remains, the next year will be Monday after Pesach, either on Zoom or in person in New York City. But let's go for broke. If you're ready, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene so that she can take place in person, despite the doomsday predictions of the medical community. Let's go one step further. Let it be in Yerushalayim, let it be in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to wish you all a Chag Bari V'Kosher V'Sameach. I want to thank you all for staying with me on the Zoom all the way till now. I think, I don't know if any other Shiur Yeshiva has gone until now. We love all the Rebbeim, all the Talmidim, but you should be proud of yourselves that you're stuck with the program, as we say, even 3 days beyond the official end of the program. Should all be big Talmidei Chachamim and Chaz that we've been learning Simit Tzadi Beis last few weeks on Zoom. Take a peek at Tzadi Gimel. It's only one sif. It's a hot sif. It's only one. And Mit Hashem, we will send some Makoros either before or after Yontif, or maybe even Chol HaMoed. We'll have to do it on a screen. It's a dover of it. You have to be able to learn it in time for the shiurim. I wish you all again a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. I want to thank Moshe and thank Michael and I think Nady and Tzvi and also the other techies who arrange all these things. And I will wave goodbye, thanking you for your cooperation. If you have any private questions, feel free to call me. You know, my cell phone and my home phone. You probably WhatsApp too, or text, but an old-fashioned phone call would be the best thing. Okay? Achag bari v'koshes v'sameach to one and all. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much appreciate it. Be well.